Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we're like, are we tired of turkey? Not yet, but we're getting there.
It's hey, speak for yourself, dude. I'm so sick of turkey.
Anyway, I am sick of my leftovers. Anyways, welcome back. We took our break for Thanksgiving. We had the Florida story going around for a couple weeks. Good story, good times. I'm not sure if you guys listened to it, but I listened to it about like 4 or 5 times. Just make sure it sounded all right.
Aw, somebody insecure.
No, I'm the editor.
No, all right, that's fair. You got me.
Checkmate by technicalities.
Or one for Zach.
1 point for Zach. Yeah, that's a new thing in the podcast. We're doing a point system. Whoever has the most points at the end. I don't know.
It's a pizza party.
Nah.
Becomes a new producer.
Nah.
Ooh, I like that idea.
But we're here. We're doing another Too Much Time to Think. This is the 5th edition of this that we're going through. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. It's like IKEA furniture, but we have leftover parts, so we're like, well, where did we go wrong? But anyways, today's episode, we're back from our break. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, COVID Thanksgiving, you know, because COVID.
COVID's giving.
COVID's giving. Well, I hope you're not giving COVID.
Nope.
We're gonna talk about some other things, including Spotify wrap-ups, because a lot of people are not happy with some of theirs. We're also going to talk about what should have a wrap-up like Spotify, and then we're going to talk about some more cool things. We're just talking cool things today. How about that, gang?
Yeah, we are.
It's a chill day.
I mean, it's a thirsty Thursday, so I hope you have your drinks. I have a nice,
shoot, mine's across the room.
I have a nice tall glass of bottled water.
It's you know what? Never mind. Let's just continue. I'm not going to fight with him over this one.
Oh my god, I forgot to introduce everyone. My god, I am a jerk of the highest degree.
Rude.
Right now. We got, let me look here. We got India.
Hi.
We got Hannah.
Hey, how's it going?
She updated her profile picture with a cute anime girl of herself.
Heck yeah, I did. Big glasses and all.
Great. That's just what we need, egos. We got Sarah.
Oh, sorry, just inflating my ego over here while interrupting the introductions.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm vibing over here. It's
She's
Sarah.
Just vibing over there. And we got Mike.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, let's talk about our breaks. Thanksgiving, because it's such a weird year. I didn't even think we were going to have Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden we had people over, so almost immediately I'm going to get the governor's office after me.
Not that I'm like a Cuomo spy or anything, but was it less than 10 people?
How do you count children? Because we had 10 adults. We were right at.
That's, I'm calling my boy Andrew. I don't know what to tell you, Zach.
He's gonna bring him the battery ram.
I told the parents, let's just stick the kids outside because it's only 4 people max for outdoor dining. We have plenty of decks to do it. We have so many decks and areas that we could just stick the kids. They would love it. They almost moved the table outside, and then they're like, "All right, well, kids' table stays inside."
Not that I want to, like, put your, like, family, like, out in the open on the podcast, but, like, don't you have, like, a niece that's not even a year old? Were you going to stick her outside, too?
No, she didn't. Well, first of all, my sister wasn't able to come, and she wouldn't be allowed to anyways, because during all that, she had COVID herself, so that was She made a whole Facebook post about it today, saying, be smart, wear your mask, wash your hands, socially distance.
Yeah, props to her then.
Yeah, because she generally keeps what I would call political stuff off her timeline, or just stuff about like current events.
It's too bad. I was really hoping to start making jokes about putting the baby outside, but
I think that's just a terrible thing anyways. How dare you, Hannah?
I mean, yeah, but like it hypothetically, it was you guys, so who's the bad guy here?
Still you. Still you. My niece is adorable, and India can vouch for me.
She is cute.
She's very cute. I have nieces and nephews, so I can't relate.
Yeah. I know you can't relate, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, we agreed because I had to go to work on Thanksgiving anyway, so that'd be one less person, and then people were kind of rotating in and out, so it wasn't like all at once, but most of these people I see every day, so it didn't even matter.
Right.
It's like, they're like, your immediate household. I'm like, all right, but like, my immediate household is like a revolving door for my family, so I mean, like, if I'm exposed to one person, I've technically been exposed to everyone, so... I don't know. Enough about me. How did everybody else do the things of giving?
Just me, my mom, and my brother, and my dad. That's basically it.
I mean, you told me what was going on, so, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I'm sorry, could you speak louder into the microphone, please? We didn't quite catch that.
I got it.
poor Mike. That was literally the last thing you needed, and it's like, right now what? COVID.
Oh, yeah, I know. Going through a pandemic, watching everyone get a job except you, and now COVID. Great.
Mike, you got COVID?
Yeah, I posted on Instagram and everything.
Yeah,
what?
Y'all didn't see Mike's Instagram? Mike told me before he posted it, too. He's like,
no!
How are you
doing? Okay?
I private messaged Mike on Instagram.
Thank you, Sarah.
I really haven't been on social media that much. I apologize for not knowing. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm asymptomatic.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like a really shitty friend.
It's all right. It's all right. What after like, you know, yesterday or the other day, telling everyone the crazy crap they've been through with your job, I understand.
Yeah, there's been a lot of COVID scares going on lately with all of us.
Oh God, yeah.
Like it's Long just Island's
gonna be a red zone.
Yeah, basically the way I've been describing it at work, it's just circling in. It's just picking off people we know one by one. But that's kind of the whole thing about COVID. And we've been saying this for months now. Months. We're getting closer to a year of saying it versus months. But basically, it's just going to keep circling in until you either get it or you get a vaccine. But good news, vaccines will be here sooner than we think.
Yeah, the UK, they approved the Pfizer vaccine, and I think they're going to start trying to vaccinate people, like, at the beginning of next week, is what they said.
You got to remember with the vaccine numbers, they're producing, it's like two vaccines for one person, so you have to take whatever number they get and divide it in half.
Yeah.
Unless they say it's like 500,000 vaccines for one person. Then they already count that in, and that's like a million vaccines. But basically, Cuomo said it the other day. This is the end game. And who knew that we keep bringing up this is the end game as a reference, but not for Marvel.
Yeah.
I still gotta watch that, I think.
Yeah, hopefully you don't fall asleep.
Don't you have Disney Plus, Sarah?
I do. Is it on there?
Yeah, all the Marvels.
Of course it is.
The Avengers are on Disney Plus because that's who owns them.
Well, I'll get around to it. All right.
That's your homework for the week.
Hey, you have time to watch stuff about serial killers. You get to watch stuff about Thanos, a galactic serial killer.
He's a great serial killer. Killed half of the universe. Anyways,
I feel like we don't really need to talk about my. Love of serial killer documentary.
We'll save it for another day. Maybe Valentine's Day.
Honey, if you love serial killers, let me tell you about my friend Thanos.
We're not trying to kink shame Sarah or anything, or shame her for her interest in serial killers. I mean,
it's just they're interesting.
No, I'm interested in them too. Don't worry.
Okay, now I'm grouped. out.
Not like that, Zach. Stop.
They're interesting just to, like, read I just about. Don't think having an obsession with serial killers is healthy, unless you're, like,
no,
an investigator.
Who said it was an obsession? No one said it was an obsession. Sarah, I got you.
Anyways, Mike is having a very small... Mike's having a very small and household-only Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah, he announced on his Instagram, but I guess he didn't announce it enough. Maybe you should have done a video or something, like one of those.
I announced it pretty casually, too.
You just slipped it into your story feed. It's like, all right, share post, share post. I have COVID, share post, share post. It's like, wait, what? Go back. You're just very nonchalant about it.
I'm very nonchalant about a lot of stuff.
That is true. That is true. I just can't get off that. That, like, it was so casual. It's just like a text posted. And, like, I'm sure everybody would just scroll right through it, except for it's like, well, I got it.
Basically.
And I read it. No, and I'm like,
there are, like, very few people who actually text me like, hey, are you okay? Except for, like, the very, very close people
you just,
I know and people from my church.
You just text me straight out and be like, oh, by the way, I have COVID. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, basically.
Not Mikey, like, Mike, not Tall Boy Fontana. No, not him.
I remember the post. It was like, I got COVID. Like, it was like almost like got COVID, take the virus seriously. I'm going to kick its butt or something. I'm going to kick its ass or something like that.
I think it was like, you know, hey, I got some time in quarantine. I got to finally relax or something or other.
Something.
Yeah. I remember though, it said I'm going to kick this virus. Is that part.
Yeah. So that happened to
me. I had trouble finding a sticker for my story, so.
Mike, you should have just done a video, like a YouTube apology video, but it's just, I have COVID.
Hey, put more effort into my stuff, okay?
You gotta try it. Mike's Instagram game needs some help. But anyways, let's move on from that.
I'm barely on there anyway.
India, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty decent. I had my nieces over. One is 3 and the other one's 2. It was my parents, my nieces, my brother, because he's the father of my nieces, unfortunately. And
okay.
And my grandma and my uncle. So it was pretty dope.
You were under 10. You don't.
Yeah, I was under 10. I did some cooking. I made some mac and cheese. I made the ham. What else did I make? I made something else. I just forgot. It was
did
a long
you say
time
yams
ago.
Or ham?
Yeah, it was yams. I made the yams too. I made the yams, the ham, and
originally said ham, but she also made yams.
I heard yams, yeah. And I'm like, was it yams? Because I remember you saying yams and ham and mac and cheese. Jeez, yes, that last one didn't rhyme, but it is delicious, so.
Yes. My mac and cheese is pretty good. I'm sure Zach knows.
Oh, I know. I know.
My mac is the best mac around.
It is elite. It is above, like, almost every other mac and cheese I've had.
Almost.
It's, like, top. It's top 3. It's up at number 1 right now. Yeah, okay. I'm like, that's the bar. I'm like, all right, it's got to be right here. I have to apologize to my mother because India just barely beats her out.
Wow.
Your mom's mac is pretty good, though.
It is pretty good. It's consistently good, which why is, like, really good.
Yeah, with little Ritz crackers on top. Oh, yeah. Real good.
Some people can't make their mac and cheese right. You keep learning who can make mac and cheese and who can't.
Yeah, if you can't make mac and cheese, you're not valid at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
You can't volunteer to make the mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. You have to be chosen by the council of the wise elders, basically. You have to be chosen. Like, they have to do the whole Pope. They have to do the whole Pope ceremony or whatever, where they do the smoke coming out of the building, and then they're like, all right, well, what does this mean? New Pope? No, new Pope? All right, cool. Same thing with, like, choosing who gets to make mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
I didn't even have mac and cheese at mine.
Darn, did I.
That's sad.
You're doing it wrong.
Boy, we have my dad's favorite stuffing. What do you mean we're doing it wrong?
Yeah, I just stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Add the mac and cheese to the menu.
Oh, God.
People think it's weird to have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving, but I'm like, honestly, I'm like, I'm not going to eat the yams with marshmallows on them. I'm sorry.
I didn't have those either.
I like that's yams, disgusting. But if you put the marshmallows on them, I'm like, you're going too far.
That's too
far. Yeah.
Yams.
The yams.
Yams.
Never had yams at my Thanksgiving. Never will.
Oh, well, that's on you. Anyways, Hannah.
That's on me. All of you were just insulting them. That's a waste of money. Waste of resources.
I'm just saying, we're not going to have yams with marshmallows on them. We got to move on to Hannah and then other stuff. But Hannah, how was your Thanksgiving?
You know, Zach, it was all right. We really didn't do a whole lot. We went to my aunt's. We usually switch every other year. And luckily, there's 10 of us with my aunt's family and my own. We only have one car at my house right now. So I was dropped off at my sister's apartment. And my parents were like, you're going to ride with her. And I walked in and I met a new man.
Oh.
She's got a new boyfriend, apparently. And I happened to walk in when he was leaving. He seems like a nice boy.
just catch him on you catch him on your way out.
I did like formally meet him a few days later. But it was just like, oh, hello, who are you? I did not know about you.
Why are you in this house?
No. Yeah, right? I mean, it's none of my business, but I was also like, girl, why didn't you tell me?
A little heads up goes a long ways.
It was good. We ended up showing a little late. Mom was a little mad. We ate food, and then we played this card game. It's kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but it said it was more family-friendly. It was like, no, it's all relative. That's what it was called. And somehow my 12-year-old sister won against everybody that was over 21 years old. And I remember she pulled this card, and it said something about something that a husband shouldn't say to a wife or something. That was the card that somebody played. And then she picked a card, and it said something about the blue pill not working. And here's the funny part, though. She had no idea what it meant. It was just a throwaway card because she didn't have any good ones. So she's like, all right, whatever. So she threw that one in, and it said something about the blue pill not working. And my uncle, right, this one's the winner, who picked it. And we're all dying because it was a funny one anyway. And then she raised her hand, and she was so confused because she had no idea why it was so funny. And then we all fell out of our bar stools laughing so hard.
Did you guys explain it to her?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, she's only 12.
I mean, it's like, hey, that's when you learn stuff like that, the age of 12. Like, that's fine. Listen,
she's on the 12 back years of the old, bus, not from your family.
Yeah, going through a global pandemic at 12 years old, hitting puberty, the last thing she needed was to have the talk in front of her entire family.
That would have been
bad. At least there are people that she loves, you know, it could have been worse.
She's been traumatized enough. Do you want her to go through more?
I mean, it's 2020 at this point.
Sarah, do you hate children? Care. Is that what this is about?
I think Sarah Loki hates kids, so.
Yeah.
What's ruined the childhood just a little bit faster?
Well, I mean, why not? Let's have
you want me to
fun.
Tell her in the same conversation that Santa's not real? Like, do you want me to go that far?
Wait, what the fuck? He's not real?
I never had Santa. I grew up fine. No one
knew. Oh, that's right.
No. My brother at the age of 5 went into his kindergarten classroom and told everyone Santa wasn't real. My parents got called in.
You know, I actually saw a meme the other day, and it said something like, oh, it was a girl that I know from New York City area that's actually Jewish as well, and it said something like, you guys need to give us a lot more props. We did not spoil it for you guys and tell you Santa's not real. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Point. So, yeah, thank you, Sarah, for not being rude.
Yeah, I never spoiled that for anyone.
I don't know how you guys didn't do it, honestly, now that I'm, like, sitting here thinking about it.
I think it helped that my mom grew up in the Christian faith, and then she converted.
That might be part of it.
But
that could be part of it for me, but we're generally just pretty respectful. We know it's like your guys' big holiday tradition. It's like when you guys eat jelly donuts that we give you.
I love the jelly donuts though, so
I love me some latkes, jelly donuts.
Latkes are really
good. Yeah, latkes and jelly donuts.
Latkes are great.
That's what I'm known for. And like, yeah, next week is Hanukkah.
That's right. You start your holiday season.
Holiday season changes. Sometimes we start later than you. Sometimes we start earlier. I know.
When are we starting Hanukkah? It's like, let's just throw a dart at December and see where it lands, and then pick the next 8 days from there.
We got my dog in November, but Hanukkah actually fell in November that year for like the first time in 100 years. So my dog, he was a Hanukkah dog. He was a Hanukkah puppy.
Mazel tov.
Wow.
So it sounds like we had relatively...
Wait, I never talked about my Thanksgiving.
I thought I asked you about your Thanksgiving.
We didn't.
You were arguing about your yams and shit.
Nah, I was like tagging on to what you guys were saying about yours. Mine, only my 5 people in the house, 4 people came. Oh. One person just said, "Nah, I'm not going downstairs."
Wait, who said?
Sam said, "Nah."
Ah, okay, that makes sense. He's like,
you know what? I don't blame him.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, yeah, walking a full flight of stairs,
dealing with your family all day long—it's a lot to handle.
Especially when you see him every single day.
Yeah. My dad.
Oh, it's worse during lockdown.
Oh no.
Yeah, so we didn't do a full turkey. We did like turkey breasts, and it was really good. My dad made mashed potatoes, and then he made his famous stuffing, which he started at 10:40 in the morning, and the turkey he started at 3. That shows what's more important in the family.
You kind of have to.
No, he makes this really famous, like, it's like his famous stuffings, like sausage and ham and a whole bunch of other stuff, and it's just really good. We each got our own, my sister put Diet Cokes in the fridge, so we each got like our own can of Diet Coke. And then we had Oreo pie. Cyrus fell in love with the coconut pie and stole a few plates off the table while we were eating.
He's not a small dog either. Like,
he stole
how do you sneak? That thing's a small bear. How do you sneak a few pieces of pie off the table?
Well, he got his own plate of Thanksgiving food, and he got his own plates of pie. And then he stole people's pie.
Ah, that's like, why. You let him have people food.
Well, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. He got a lot of food. He probably ate the most out of anyone. And then my mom made like homemade banana pudding with like vanilla wafers on the top.
Well, that's good. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and then we watched Muriel's Wedding. Yeah.
Okay, so now I could say this. It seems like everybody had small and mostly safe Thanksgivings, to say the least.
Yeah.
And Mike, you just got the short end of the stick, so...
The shortest end anyone can ever have.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, let's move on, because the other thing we started during this break, too, was was our community Discord server.
Yeah.
We started that. Yeah, it's time for a shameless plug.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug it up.
We'd hate to toot our own horn, but...
It's a pretty good server. After the first day patches, it's a pretty good server.
Yeah.
That was bad. I was literally driving home, and I'm like less than a minute away from my house, and my phone's just blowing up because of like the server, and I'm like, oh, all these people are joining. That's really weird. Like, I just see it really quick. And then I look at my phone again, because I'm like less than like 30 seconds from my house, because it keeps blowing up, and I see all this stuff going on, like these people who just raided the server, and they're like saying the N-word, posting these like really bad shit all throughout the server, and I'm like, oh no, we're getting raided. So I stop at the top of the driveway, and like, just, you know, like I'm in the driveway. It's like almost 1 in the morning. I'm like by myself, so I'm not worried about anybody else coming in. But I stop at the top of the driveway and I just start banning people. Like, I'm using data to get on Discord to just go ban people because it was bad.
That's crazy.
So after that point, we had to add the admin bot. And yes, it is lock and loaded, so, you know, it has full administrative abilities. Which I in some foresight probably should have done beforehand. Probably should have done beforehand, but I'm like, yeah, you know, we're not gonna get. I never said out loud, "Hey, we're not gonna get raided," but I'm like, "Hey, let's have a public server," and that one as well.
We believed in the good and humanity.
Yeah, basically that was the problem.
Yeah.
But we have our own Discord server. Mike, Sarah, and India are they're moderators on it. So if you go on the server and start acting up, they will kick you. They will ban you.
Oh my god, it's just like my RA days, except I never banned anyone when I was an RA.
Yeah, well, you guys have the full ban abilities and stuff. Like, that's just basically how it goes. It's a fun server though. We get the general chat. We also have the Among Us chats and stuff like that. Sports.
We have the news.
Memes.
Also.
We have memes. We're starting to stockpile our dank memes collection there. I mean, it's me and Mike right now, but we're looking for memesters to join and just be like, hey, post to the meme section.
Yeah, it'll be in the description
meme
of
queen
this.
Has arrived. I know you guys can't see me because this is a podcast, but I am doing my queen wave.
You can't see her, but you can hear the ignorance coming off that wave.
Wow.
You can't see me, but I'm making faces at Hannah right now.
Zach, oh, I can feel it from here, Zach. I can feel it from here.
I hope so.
Zach, it's like you say things hoping to start a war with Hannah sometimes.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know, I just say shit to just stir the pot a little bit.
I know, I like that.
It's all fun and games until you piss someone off. Then it's more fun and games, actually, so. But anyways, we have a Discord server. We have some people on there. We have some guests from previous episodes on there. But, you know, it's a community server. It's a public server, so we're going to leave a link down below in the description, so you can join it, check it out. You know, fun, radical stuff.
Yep, fun radicals. The new radicals.
Oh, no, not new radicals. No, Mike, no, bad. Bad. Water bottle. Water bottle on, like, a 7-foot pole. No, bad. If nobody has anything else to say about the Discord server, we could go into the next part.
Yeah, it's not really anything that you can say else.
Shameless plug, over.
Yep.
But anyways, let's move on to Spotify wrap-ups happen this week.
Yes, I'm very excited for this one.
This is a very exciting topic for all of us. I mean, we posted some of ours to social media and stuff, but was there anything in your wrap-ups that was genuinely surprising?
One song that I didn't think I listened to that much, I was kind of surprised, was my top song.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the song's called Boys Like You, and it's by this Australian band called Kids at Midnight. I was shocked. I must have really liked that song for at least like a good month or two, because that's somehow, I only listened to this one song by this band and they were in my top artists. So I might have some issues if I'm kind of genuinely shocked that song had so much play on my Spotify.
I think that's, I think a lot of people were very surprised by what their top songs are. But Spotify literally just takes the data and be like, all right, this is what you actually listen to throughout this year. I mean, it may not be the stuff that you like now, but it's stuff that you like throughout the year or at some point did like.
Well, yeah, I'm also my list kind of just shows I have very basic tastes, and I should not be ever allowed to choose music for a road trip. That's all my thing kind of proved.
Yeah,
to me.
That I would give that a fair statement.
Yeah, but you know, at least there was no country music on there, so
wow.
I'm still good with that. I'm still good with my hatred of country music.
I just love torturing you with country music.
every time you drive me somewhere.
And I every can't time. No country. I just have to pull out the country playlist because I know it ticks you off and you can't say anything because I'm driving you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Every time. Like, every single time.
I think we did a drive to Syracuse and back to get Chinese food because you knew this good Chinese place.
Well, I picked you up from the airport.
You did that too, but there was also one time we drove to get Chinese like further out and you kept playing country and I was just like, he's driving you to get Chinese food. You can't say anything about the country.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it was like 20 minutes away. It's from like Oswego to Fulton to get Chinese from there, so.
Wow. the country music really.
And that country playlist so played the entire time we went down to grab it and back.
It really must. It felt like a Syracuse drive to me. It doubled in time for me, I guess.
I'm slowly converting India over to some country music. Not a lot.
That is a goddamn lie.
I said some.
India, I can't lose you. I think we're the only people in the country. You can't leave me alone. Some.
I am black. Okay? When I hear country music, I think of oppression. It's giving me very oppression, racism, KKK, banjo fishing, all the shit that I do not like. So in order to overcompensate, I have only been listening to hip-hop. Only strictly hip-hop and pop to overcompensate. Zach, I love you. I'm sorry, but it's never going to happen.
Okay, never. But like you like Luke Bryan, Shake It For Me.
Okay, that is a bop.
Everybody that doesn't even like country likes Luke Bryan, Shake It For Me, so it doesn't even count.
Okay,
that is a bop.
Everybody I've likes never that, song.
Heard that song. If you don't like that song, I don't trust you.
I've never heard it. Wait, what?
It's a bop.
Now. Sarah, it's a yes, bop. You have. Everybody has.
Everybody has. It's on my playlist.
I listen to old music, Hannah. But everybody has heard this song. I guarantee you. As soon as we're done with this, I'm going to play this song for you on Groovy.
Okay.
You're going to know.
Yeah.
What if I don't know? What happens to me?
I don't know, that, man. I don't know.
You die at midnight.
Oh, gee.
Well, we got some time.
That's all right if I have to go to.
Okay, so a little country music for India. Just a little. She didn't say anything. We're in the clear.
I'm sorry. I didn't want you to hear it. What was that?
I just said just a little country music for India, but like not a lot. Like one or two songs.
No, let's be generous. Let's say about three. Let's say about three songs.
Because there's a Zac Brown Band. I mean, you're like, okay, I can tolerate this.
I know one song by the Zac Brown Band.
Like it's Luke Bryan, Josh Turner, and Zac Brown Band. That's it.
Basically. That's it.
That's it.
What about Dolly Parton? She's the only country artist I like.
Oh, I love Dolly.
Okay, so it's four.
She's so cute. Dolly Parton. I feel like Dolly Parton just gets a pass though because she's so fabulous. Can I like plug a Dolly Parton song just for 1 second?
Oh,
she just released a new Christmas album. She has quite a few of them, but she released a new one and she's got a pretty good lineup of collaborations on it. And I was just scrolling through Facebook today and an ad came up for the album and it was this cute music video and she covered Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which at first I was like, we don't need another version of this, but she did it as a duet, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh wow!
I don't.
Yeah, think... and I.
Okay.
I saw that ad too, but
was I honestly, guys? Seriously, do me a favor, go watch it. The music video is adorable. It's a little cartoon. It's like Jetsons, Peanuts kind of animation combined. It's really weird, but they did a really good job. I think Jimmy did a really good job. I'm not crazy about country either, but I love Dolly Parton and I love Jimmy Fallon, and it was really cute, and they both have sounded really nice together.
So,
but yeah,
let me move on to this. To this next thing. But the last thing I'll say about Dolly Parton is if you don't like 9 to 5, the song with Dolly Parton in it, then I can't trust
you're a
you
communist.
As a human being. You basically, you are a communist. We can concur. Everybody has listened to 9 to 5 or seen the musical, right?
Musical about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Musical or knows the song or whatever.
I know the song. I don't think I've ever heard of a musical based on it.
That's the name of the musical 925.
And the first song I
There's a movie about it too, a movie about the musical. I mean, like,
no, the movie was first and then the thing.
I got it mixed up. Yeah, but what's does anybody want to say who their top artist is? Because I know my top song is the Zero the Hero cover by Ariana Grande.
If I say my top artist, would I get judged?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
It's a safe space.
Maybe. Let's leave it to a maybe. I want to hear it, and then I'll judge you.
So you know how I like TV?
Oh, no.
It's a soundtrack.
There was a show that came out this year that's coming back on January 5th. Y'all should watch it. But it's called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, and they do a lot of covers of older songs.
Oh,
and
God.
You've talked about that before.
Yeah, I really like that show, and I didn't think I listened to it that much, but it was apparently my top artist. And then the Glee cast was number 3, but Demi Lovato was number 2, so I have some taste.
Okay. You have a little redemption.
I'll allow it.
We have to allow the top 3.
This is a
saved my list is what happened.
I do want to point out my top 5 is very confusing.
But just like you as a person.
Yeah, basically right. Me as a person. Cuz Hamilton's my number 1, like original Broadway cast of Hamilton is number 1 cuz I cranked I cranked the shit out of that after I watched it on Disney Plus the first time.
As you should.
And then Lin-Manuel Miranda is my number 2. Because I was listening to In the Heights. I listened through all that, so that was an early point. But then number 3 is like Ariana Grande, and I'm like, I don't know where that came from. Besides the top sod. Like, I didn't listen to the new album yet. I still haven't.
That's a lie!
Recommend. I recommend.
You are a liar. You're lying.
How am I a liar? Because like, you played a few songs on it.
Mom and dad are fighting.
Yeah, I know. How am I a liar?
Are you gonna go to the In the Heights film when they release it? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very excited.
And then
looks like it'll be released after
after
COVID. It's coming out. Summer of next year. I think it was supposed to come out this summer, but then because of COVID.
Yeah.
Anyways, anybody want to share their top songs or artists?
I would like to. I did not put any of mine on social media. I'm very private about my music. I don't know. It's just like I won't open like my daily journal to you guys because it's just a private thing. But feel the same way about music, but I'm gonna show you guys as a poorly written podcast exclusive what my top artists were on Spotify. Number 1, you guys are gonna judge me so hard, you're gonna be like, you're like 12, Hannah. Number 1 is Ariana Grande. Number 2 is my girl Miley Cyrus. Number 3 is Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh,
okay,
I'll allow it.
Number four. To my surprise, John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, nobody's going to be shocked by this one. The Jonas Brothers.
I'm disappointed that it's not number 1.
That's solid. You know,
you're better. I was shocked, but at the same time, I was like, I listen to Ariana Grande a lot, so I really wasn't that surprised, but I was also very surprised it wasn't Miley. Because Miley just dropped her new album, and I've been playing it on repeat.
But, yeah, it's never. I was surprised by my top 5, but then I realized I really cranked some of these songs. And sometimes I would just play, like, one song over and over and over again, because it stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like, my number one song, this is going to sound so weird, because even I'm thrown off by it, but my number one song was not Little Nas X's version, but a cover of Old Town Road by a country singer named Jesse James Decker. And I have not listened to this song in months. I'm like, how the hell is this my number one song?
You must have not listened to it in months, but during that month that you did listen to it, you must have had it on repeat like 11 out of 10 times.
I guess so, but I'm like, I don't remember playing this on repeat, you know? I'm still very new to Spotify, so I'm wondering if that, like, because it was one of my first few songs. I'm wondering if that's why. But yeah, it really threw me off.
It just happens. I mean, like, you kind of just get stuck on a song, and then Spotify keeps bringing it up again and again and again, and then it ends up being your number one.
You know what I've realized, though? And this is... I need a music education, is what I've realized. I need a
modern... We need to just send you our playlist. We need to just channel our spirit and just send you all of our playlists.
I think we all should make a playlist.
Because the only podcast playlist on my damn thing was Demi Lovato, and I love me some Demi Lovato.
Same.
Who doesn't love her? Who doesn't love Demi Lovato?
That voice, 4 days. But I realized for other artists, like, there's like one or two songs that I'll like kind of cherry pick, like, for all the modern day artists. Like Miley Cyrus, like Wrecking Ball, I think is the only one I really listen to.
Oh, girl, you gotta play that new album. You got
Ariana Grande.
Her new album is great.
Thank You, I think Thank You Next is really the only song of hers I play.
What? How dare you?
Like, Ariana Grande is... The music video is iconic, but girl, it's one of her... It's not her best song. Like,
I'm not saying so talented. I'm saying I don't listen to... I like jazz, so I like listen to like older music.
You don't like my country jazz? Why thank you for killing me?
How do you guys not like jazz? It's so good.
I do like jazz, but no, I also like don't jazz. Listen
We're
to
all
it
mad
perfect.
At you for listening to Thank You Next.
Thank You Next. I thought that was good. She like
It was a great album, but the song itself, like, there's
the song's
so many
okay.
On that album.
The music
video is pretty good, but the song is not the best.
Like, no, she definitely has way better songs.
Yeah, like I listen to like very weird music. I think I need some help.
All right. Anyway, we'll help you out later. India, please go ahead with your
yes. Top. Okay. So my top artist was Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously.
All right.
I love Beyonce. And if you don't like Beyonce, you're a bad person. Anyways, I love Beyonce. Beyonce, Ariana Grande was my number two. My number three was Hamilton for the third year in a row. Megan Thee Stallion and SZA. So Hamilton has always been in like my top artist. Literally for the past 3 years, Hamilton has been my top artist because I have an infatuation with Hamilton.
What? Who are the last two that you said?
Megan Thee Stallion and
no, SZA. I heard them.
You don't know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
No.
How?
Wait.
Oh, time out.
You might know her.
Sarah. Tom,
Mike knows her. Lewis, who is not here tonight, knows
her. You got a problem.
I don't. What?
How do you not know?
You're in trouble.
Like, what type of music does she sing?
Sarah, we had this whole discussion about WAP like multiple episodes ago.
I just know what the words. I just knew what the letters meant because my dad told me.
You should be ashamed.
Sheltered. Sheltered, you child. Give me your diploma.
Wait a minute. So you want my 12-year-old sister to get to talk in front of my whole family? Your father had explained to you what WAP means?
Well, I just asked, like I said, well, like the only reason, like, because I heard it on a show and I didn't know. And everyone kept mentioning it. So I asked them, because my dad listens to a lot of music. I asked him if it was like from like a song or something, because it seemed like that. And then he explained it to me.
Your dad listens to Megan.
He's also a Russian spy, do not forget.
I watched Fleabag with my dad. I don't think him explaining an acronym is too...
I think your dad totally pops out to WAP on his way to work in the morning.
He does. He has to.
Wait, that was her song?
It was Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, but...
I know Cardi B. She's a rapper, and she's from the Bronx. I know that. I've never listened to any of her songs, but I know that.
Oh my god, you're killing me. You really are.
You can't be like Bronx represent and then not support the artist from Bronx. I mean, what are you doing?
I don't listen to, like music from the 70s and 80s. Yo,
Sarah, I'm coming to you as a New Yorker. You're whack as fuck right now. You really like you
just
really,
had a wine come out of my nose.
You just
the thing. I know Jennifer Lopez is on the block. I know she has the song Jenny from the Block, but I've never listened to
no!
it.
No! That is not Cardi B.
That's not Cardi B. That is Jennifer Lopez.
That is J-Lo.
Yeah, I said that. I said, I know Jenny? Jennifer Lopez is from the Bronx. I know she has the song Jenny from the Block.
You, yeah, you must have cut out during the first part.
Don't listen to no J-Lo. We listen to Cardi B. We listen to Pop Smoke. We listen to Roddy Ricch. No.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh my God.
Sarah. Girl, move to Kansas. Move to Kansas.
Yo, I'm not a music aficionado. Damn.
Yeah, you should fix that.
I like Billy Joel. I listen to a lot of Billy Joel.
Oh, you need to stop. Mike,
that's my thing.
Mike even knows when to stop playing Billy Joel.
What? Nah.
Yeah, when the SiriusXM channel stops.
Yeah, exactly.
The 80s was just better.
No.
70s and 80s said what I said.
Yeah, and they were all on cocaine, too, so.
Well, that didn't stop their creative juices. Damn.
Have you listened to stuff from the 80s and 70s? Some of it's like really, really whack.
Well, yeah, some of it. The same could be said for now, too.
I mean, there are a lot of crackheads now.
There's still crackheads that make music. Yeah. Like, it's easier now.
You're open about it.
All
right, we need to move on to Mike.
All right.
We can't keep beating up on Sarah. We're just going to... If you're listening to this episode and you see a status on one of our social media accounts, rather it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just leave a link to your Spotify playlist so we can send it to Sarah. We need this ASAP. We are asking for FDA approval, emergency approval for all your Spotify playlists.
I can't be that bad. I feel like I'm not the only person who has never listened to the number Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like
my grandparents.
Yeah, you see.
That was a burn, Sarah. That wasn't like, see, my boy. Mike, no, Sarah. This is backhand. Mike, do you have your Spotify rap?
I actually do. It's actually crazy in my top artists. Actually,
this is where Cardi B comes in.
Some it's not. Cardi B. You wish. You post that immediately on your social media.
I'm just kidding. It's number six. Anyways.
No. My number one artist was Run the Jewels. Mm. Number two is Springsteen.
Nice.
I like it.
My second one is Anais Mitchell. In the original, because I listened to the original Hades Town album.
Okay.
Oh.
A lot. Number four is Hum. It's like this old punk rock, heavy punk band.
Okay.
That was on the 90s.
Number five, Mike.
Freddie Gibbs.
Okay. We can. I think I can live with that.
I'll allow it.
Because Run the Jewels is my number five top artist for this year. So I'll because they
dropped, came out with a good album this year.
I kid you not, they dropped the fourth album, and then one of the lines resonated very, like the snow song resonated very closely to the current events that were going on at the time.
That's my second most listened to song.
Out of Sight is my second most listened to song on that album. Like it's just it's like number one, Zero to Hero, number two, Out of Sight. But so Mike had a pretty good rap. Hannah had a pretty good rap. India had a really good rap.
Sarah doesn't know what rap is.
Sarah doesn't know what rap is.
I don't really listen to rap.
And I had a very Hamilton rap. But like, I posted my rap to social media, and Nathaniel, who you remember from the Real Deal episode. He said that like Hamilton is like one of the best albums of all time.
And
I'm like, I can't disagree. So there we go.
He actually did like his 100 favorite albums of all time. And yes, I went and looked at it. So Nathaniel, if you're listening, I enjoyed your list. Thank you for making it.
He had a really good list.
Yeah, it was really good. I remember Hamilton being pretty high up there.
It was number two behind a Beatles album, I think.
It was the Beatles, yeah.
The only thing that could beat Hamilton is the Beatles, and I'm not surprised by that.
I like the Beatles.
This is just
like the Beatles too, but, you know.
My thing is, like...
The Let It Be album is better than Hamilton album. The Let It Be album.
Wait a minute!
Hold on. Mike.
Pump the brakes right there. We got to pump the brakes.
We got to pump the brakes, Mike. Don't.
We got to pump the brakes. I was talking with you until you said that. Now you're on my
Mike,
best side.
We got to move on. What, why have you done this to me? Why have you done it to us?
Hey, you're all my friends, and I express the truth. I'm truthful with
okay.
you.
Okay. I can accept that answer. That doesn't mean we have to like it. Anyways.
Hey, Hamilton's Hamilton's my tied for number one for my favorite theatrical recordings, so. Or original
what's
cast.
What's it tied with?
Jesus Christ Superstar, the original recording.
That one is pretty dope. That's
tight.
The original one, not the like taken from the play. The original recording.
No, the original
sample album.
The original recorded. That's tough. But anyways, let's move on. We talk about our Spotify wrap ups. There was a podcast one too. I didn't post that to my social.
My
media.
Number one was the Poorly Written Podcast. Have you guys heard of it?
No, I haven't.
No, I have not.
It wasn't even in my top five. Like, I did listen to episodes. I posted about it. I'm like, oh, I didn't listen to my podcast. Because someone retweeted me saying, you know, I'm like, I'm not narcissistic enough to, like, have my podcast in the top five. Because I edit the podcast. And, like, I'm like by
well,
the time.
You-
by the time I'm done editing it and stuff, I've listened to it to, like, 3 to 4, 3 to 5, depending on how much editing I had to do. It's to a point where it's like, it's up, it's done, I'm just checking numbers and moving on.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, and usually I'll listen, like, to an old episode and be like, oh, I want to remember the funny stuff from this one. Like, today, when I was working, I played our election episode from a few weeks ago, because I haven't listened to it yet. And my 80-year-old boss was like, why does that girl on the Alexa sound like you? And I was like, well, Larry, that's because that's me.
That's because it's me.
I have a podcast.
Shameless plug, Larry.
Yeah, shameless plug. But yeah, he just kind of rolled his eyes. He's like, what's a podcast? I'm like,
oh no. Anyways,
good old Larry.
Quick shout out to Justin from Generation Zen for being my number two top podcast on Spotify.
Plug.
No, great plug. We're plugging things today. It should be called the Shameless Plug.
That's going to be our new title, the Shameless Plug.
Anyways, let's move on. What are some really quick, not really quick, but, you know, as quickly as we normally do it, what are some other things you would like to see wrap-ups from?
Maybe like a Netflix.
That'd be cool.
A Netflix wrap-up. You watched 30 weeks worth of The Office. Are you okay? Dot, dot, dot. There are
just
some.
Just like when they ask if you're still watching.
It's just, it's astonishing to me that people, like, you know, they pay for Netflix every month. And they go through that entire library of, like, content and stuff. And they just look at it and it's like, yeah, you know what I need to watch again? The Office.
They just have the Office.
I heard mixed things. I heard shit, great, whatever.
They just took The Office off of Netflix.
That is true. So you can't watch it anymore on Netflix. You got it.
Yeah, that was very shocking.
I'm surprised people didn't fight as hard for that as they did for Friends, because Friends is not even as good as The Office.
Oh,
yeah,
it went to
Peacock.
That's why.
Yeah, like Friends went to HBO Max because Warner Brothers owned the rights to it. NBC owned the rights to The Office, so they took The Office back when the contract ended.
It made sense. It was time to go to Peacock.
Yeah.
So,
well, there was nothing that Netflix could really do. I mean, they could have shelled out more money, I guess.
Yeah, but at that point, NBC was like, no, we're doing our own thing. We're going to hold on to this.
Yeah.
But Netflix is a good idea for, I think, the streaming services. They should send it in your email. Hey, thanks for being a loyal customer. Here's your data. And then you could sell your own data and then, you know, make money off it. That'd be great.
I have one that I think they should do and then one that definitely shouldn't be done. The one that I'm like, yes, I want like a recap or a wrap up of this. Last year, there was this big trend that people did on Instagram where they showed like their top 9 most liked photos. And it's very difficult.
Like an Instagram, thing.
Yeah, so like an Instagram recap, and everybody did like their top 9 and like a collage of like their most like photos. and I don't know how you guys did it, but I physically had to go through my entire Instagram to find my top nine, and it was a pain. I got it done.
They used to do it. They stopped doing that in recent years because it wasn't popular enough. But it was also
coming back.
It's just such a weird format too, where it's like they literally throw all nine photos up for a post for you. It's like, here you go, and I'm like, great, no one can see the photos now.
Right.
They're so tiny.
The one I don't think that should be done, which it's already a thing. But they're not doing it this year because of COVID. I can't stand the YouTube rewind.
You know, that's funny you bring it up, because I was going to write that as like my transition piece. It's like, hey, so there's no YouTube rewind this year. What are some things that should have a wrap up?
Oh, that's funny.
YouTube should never do another rewind ever again. That's not
last year's was terrible, and they're not very good about showing what was actually a big deal on YouTube. Like, they did things that like made YouTube look good. Like, they threw in Liza Koshy, who hasn't even made a YouTube video in a long time at that point. I don't know about now. I love Liza, but there's people like that, and just things that weren't recapped like for that year. Like, I remember that was a huge year for PewDiePie. That was when the whole T-Series thing happened, and he hit 100 million subscribers. That's a big deal, and it was a huge deal. Everybody was talking about it. It wasn't even mentioned. He wasn't allowed in the rewind.
Because he said the N-word multiple times. I wouldn't
That's fair, but like...
That's just not good brand association, even though YouTube keeps profiting off him.
That's my thing. Like, if it was like they demonetized him, like they demonetized all of Shane Dawson's videos a few months ago, I would be like, okay, yeah, I'd get why you wouldn't put him in the YouTube rewind. But they're still profiting a lot off of PewDiePie, more than anybody else on the website. So it's things like that. I don't want to sound bad here, but like putting aside like the racist stuff that he did, which is bad. I'm not like defending PewDiePie, but if they're going to keep having him on that platform and have this history marking moment, why didn't they add that into the YouTube rewind or like the record breaking stuff? You know what I mean? There was other stuff that happened, but that was just the first one.
Yeah, I feel like YouTube, it's like they're too dirty to be like, they don't have enough backbone though. It'd be like, you know what, PewDiePie, what you did was terrible. You need to get off the platform and go elsewhere. And have him move on. You know, despite his size, I mean, the backlash is going to be huge, but they don't have any principle. I mean, we've talked about, not on the podcast, but we talked about how like YouTube has a serious problem with profiting off racists. That's not even a little bit. That's just...
they don't own up to it. Like, Jeffree Star still has... his YouTube up, he still gets profit off of it, unlike Shane Dawson, who is in the same boat as him with all this
Shane Dawson literally has child molestation charges against him.
Yeah, and he's coming back to YouTube, Shane Dawson.
Yeah,
he's appearing in his boyfriend's, I mean his fiance's videos now.
Yeah.
Who supports this shit? Like, I really want to know who's watching that shit. Like,
people who don't believe everything.
That's a huge fan base. It's like, dude, I blocked both of them from my YouTube. Like, I literally put, like, hey, I don't want to see this shit anymore because I don't want to give them any of my money. I don't
both want of them as in Shane and Ryland, or are we talking about Shane and Jeffree Star?
Shane and Jeffree Star.
Both of them. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, why do they even give them a platform? Like, why do they still have a platform?
This is my thing. I'm like, we could spend the rest of the night talking about why YouTube keeps them up versus taking them down. And I feel like that could be an episode for next year to really dive into.
Well, this is too much time to think. Aren't we known for getting off topic in these episodes?
That is true. We'll tease it now. We'll give it a little taste to everybody. But
the point I'm trying to finish here is that they'll profit off of these guys. Like, Jeffree Star is still making videos, still getting millions of followers. He gets number one on trending every time he has a video and still profits off of it. but then they won't advertise him anywhere. He's also one of the ones they don't include in the YouTube Rewind. Mm-hmm. It's those controversial people who they get the most money out of. They don't say a word. The Paul brothers, James Charles, I guess he's kind of okay now. I don't really know.
I don't know. He was saying some racist stuff before. So.
Oh, no. I know.
Keemstar is another one who was saying racist stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
But those are the people that make YouTube the most money, and they put like Ninja and Elijah Koshy and David Dobrik on a pedestal. David Dobrik's funny. Like I don't want to throw him in there. But it's those people that don't even have anywhere near of a following as these people do, and the platform that these people do, and that make the most amount of money that these people do, and just off of YouTube. Like these other people have like other businesses and stuff, but those people are the ones that keep the money in YouTube's pocket. And then they're just like, oh, we have nothing to do with them. Like, bitch, yes, you do. They're still on your platform and you're making money off of them. Like, shut up.
You still write them the check at the end of the month.
Yes, it's very hypocritical when the YouTube Rewinds come on. And I'm like, all right, where are these people, you know, the ones that actually did stuff for you?
Yeah, I mean, the YouTube Rewind has its own problems and stuff. And I'm glad they're not doing one this year. I don't think, like I said at the start of this particular segment, I don't think they should ever do a YouTube Rewind ever again. But
they
I do
like the original one they did, like in like the early 2010s. The
I
good
think that
ones.
Would be
like,
fine.
I remember the one with the one from like 2012 with Psy Gangnam Style. He was
that
in
was
the video.
Actually
like,
really
those,
good.
Those yes, those were good. And then like as the years progressed, I'm like, wow, these are really bad. When I saw Will Smith in that other one, yeah. Rewind time, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be good. And then the only good thing
no
was
you can tell when Will Smith is actually like genuinely acting, and one where he's just like acting as Will Smith, acting like he cares, you can tell. I knew it was gonna be dog shit by the way he kind of introed it. I'm like, oh no. But let's move on to other sites that should do an annual wrap up. I saw this one joke on Twitter where they were saying Pornhub should do an annual wrap up for everybody.
That would be hilarious.
And it's funny because one of the verified Pornhub accounts commented down below saying, "We got you." And I'm like, oh no. Because you know, whatever Pornhub does, they put their mind to it and they got the money to do it. I mean, they literally started a whole sex ed website as a free resource to help, like, you know, people who are like help teenagers and stuff become more aware in sexual education and stuff. They also bought a bunch of snow plows and helped plowed out neighborhoods and stuff across the United States where snow plows were really effective or really a thing. So don't be surprised next year. You go on there and they're like, hey, we got a wrap up for you.
Like, oh no.
So you have been collecting my data. But that was one of the jokes. I don't think the possibility of it actually happening, and I'm like, it's low, but it's not zero. Anyways, that got a little gross. Anybody else have any other websites?
Not really.
No. Maybe Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's interesting.
Wikipedia's asking for money.
That's you all right now.
You should go donate to Wikipedia because they're trying very hard to avoid going to advertising because that would be bad.
Yeah.
Because every little thing you look up on Wikipedia will be available for advertisers. So I guess that's my PSA. Go help out nonprofits like Wikipedia. If you ever use your school paper and just copy the sources from Wikipedia, you should donate. Like, they're asking like the very least, like you could donate any amount, but they're like, if you donate $275, and everybody did who read this, we could have Wikipedia funded for years. So, but I think a Wikipedia wrap up would be interesting. It's like, oh, here's all the random shit you looked up this year.
Yeah. No, thank you.
My God. That would be interesting, but I'm not sure how that worked, because it's like, oh, you looked up like 2,000 different articles of like stuff.
Here, well, like I a lot of the times I like tend to look up like relook up like the same thing like every couple weeks or every couple months, like because sometimes you just forget. So like maybe the top like topics you like looked up or something.
Mean something like that, like oh, here's a top category of stuff you looked up, like
yeah, like if maybe like history is your number one, or like physics or something like that.
Something. I can't wait for the Google Maps recap to come out start of next year and be like, oh, you went nowhere. Because they always send you like the yearly recap. It's like, oh, here's your recap of everywhere you went this year, and then this coming year is going to be, I hope they just skip it too, because they're like, hey, we should technically tell the government where you were going and you weren't supposed to be there, but we're not going to.
Or for the people that like actually follow the rules, it's like, oh, you went to your refrigerator, went to your couch, went to your bed, you took like the third shower for the day, then you went to your fridge again.
There's still nothing in it.
There's still, yeah. Waiting for Instacart to drop off your order.
Yep. That DoorDash is not getting there any faster. So
they ain't dashing.
But I guess we could start heading towards a wrap up ourselves. You know.
Wrap up? Ooh, what wrap on up. Earth do you mean, Zachary?
Oh, this is a fun little thing we talked about the other day, and it's like, hey, let's do our own wrap up, and then it's like, better yet, let's do our own award show for how shitty this year is. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Not man, but all right.
I was gonna hit the table, but then like it would have shook my computer and my mic, and it just
yeah,
been
your
a mess,
your
so
computer
was
is like one bad look away from blowing up, but anyways.
We're not talking about it. Move on.
I'm moving on. Today, we're announcing our own award show known as The Crappies.
Woo!
You may be wondering, what are The Crappies? Well, this year was so crappy. It is literally one of the crappiest years ever. And, well, maybe not in all of human history, but definitely, like, in modern era.
Probably in our lifetime.
Probably. I'm not sure how much further down we can go, but, you know, knock on wood. Anyways, we're doing our own little award show. It should be fun. We'll have categories, and we'll have People's Choice Awards. So you can actually vote and participate and feel like you actually have done something productive this year, especially if you've been stuck in quarantine this whole time, or you haven't been working and stuff. You could do the little voting survey. Isn't that cool, everyone?
It's so cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Is it cool, India? Yeah. I can barely hear you, but I think the microphone got away from you. Yeah, it's cool. We're doing that. It's a little thing, you know. It'll be our last episode of the year, so, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, if you want more information about the crappies and stuff going around it, you need to follow us on our social medias.
And go to our Discord.
And that's right. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll be announcing it on our TikTok. We'll also be announcing it on our Discord early. We'll be letting people in the Discord vote early, check out stuff early.
So you mean to tell me, Zach, that our new Discord is going to have exclusive content you can't find anywhere else?
Nope. And it's going to be first. It's going to be like days first.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug once again. Don't we love that shameless plug?
It's
working
it's
out
shameless.
Pretty well for us today.
So anyways, if you haven't joined the Discord server or you don't want to join Discord, that's fine, but make sure you follow us on our social media pages. And that's where we're going to leave it there. So thank you so much for listening for another episode of Too Much Time to Think. You know,
Volume
5 of the Poorly Written Podcast. It's a great sub-series. Absolutely great. Maybe we'll give it an award. Who knows?
I don't think it's crappy, though.
But we have fun awards, too.
That's fair.
Even in a crappy year, there are some bright spots. And with that note, we're done. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
All right, that does it there, so.
That was all right.
That was good. I liked it. India, what happened to your mic?
What do you mean?
Oh, you just got quiet, so.
Oh, shit.
It's fine. It's not the end of the world. But I am going to stop the recording, so.